This is Professor Pooch of ProfessorPooch.com. Since many people seem to be curious about my background in the music industry and what I really do, I decided to come totally clean right here and right now. First, my music industry background. I started out in music on the violin at age 8. I sucked, but I did learn a lot about music itself. I then started playing guitar and writing songs at the age of 13, and was a performer, arranger, and producer by the time I reached 18. I received my first professional break at 16 when I met producer Jimmy Einer, who did Three Dog Night, The Raspberries, Eric Carmen, etc., when he heard a group I was working with. Meanwhile, a song I wrote with another writer for another artist was coming out on a major label without my name on it. At that point, I decided I better also learn and experience the business and legal side of the music business, as well as doing this songwriter-artist thing. To make a very long story very short, while given the so-called star treatment as a singer-songwriter with a couple of major record producers at the time, Jimmy Einer and G. McDaniels, who did Roberta Flack, Gladys Knight, etc., I picked up everything I could from my music business surroundings, working in and around studios, publishing, management, and recording companies and the like. Starting in the late 1970s, many frustrated creative and business-oriented individuals and companies started coming to me asking me for help regarding their careers. At that point, I realized how much I really enjoyed helping people, and I soon found myself guiding other people's careers. In 1991, I was asked to develop and teach the artist management, songwriting music publishing, and entertainment law courses at the Art Institute of Philadelphia in the various music business departments. It was there I really realized how much I love sharing my music business knowledge and experience as an educator, as well as writing about the music industry. In June of 2001, I started ProfessorPooch.com, and with the big help from the internet, I was able to fully come out from behind the scenes on a national scale. I was then able to not only try to get musicians, artists, managers, etc. out of messes, I could actually help prevent a lot of people from getting into messes in the first place. I could therefore help them save a lot of wasted time, money, and energy going in the wrong direction, and could help prevent them from getting ripped off. Number two, what do I do? Picture this. Picture having a personal music business manager for you or your music business company without having to sign a contract with that manager. A manager who can answer any and all of your questions in simple, down-to-earth language, as well as guide your career in whatever direction you choose, whether you're on the business and or creative sides, and who could also write, explain, negotiate, and mediate all your music industry legal contracts and situations. Simply put, as a music business consultant, educator, author, music contract specialist, and mediator, I've been guiding music industry careers for over 25 years, covering the creative, business, and legal contractual sides. I'm known as a troubleshooter who usually can answer anyone's questions on any facet of the music industry, no matter what style of music or what stage of your career. I guide artists, groups, bands, songwriters, and producers, as well as managers, publishers, production companies, and indie labels on the creative, business, and legal sides. My aim is to help people and or their companies get in, survive, and succeed in the music industry without getting ripped off. Note, I am not an attorney. As an educator, I've taught and guided quite a few attorneys, as well as many others in entertainment law and the music industry and how it operates. They know, or soon find out, especially in the music industry, that it's not always just what's in a contract that can hurt you, but also what's been left out of it. And you have to know the music industry and how it operates to be able to deal with this. And third, How do I charge for my services? First, no, you're not always on the clock. I don't charge for every single email, short phone call, and that kind of stuff. Otherwise, my pricing structure is very simple. I charge unsigned acts and newer companies on a sliding scale by the hour. That is, when they become more successful, it goes up. The better you do, the better I do. I have set very fair prices for most contracts I write, and they are fully personalized to you and your exact situation. Negotiating and explaining contract falls under the sliding scale per hour charge. Contract-wise, I'm not a believer in dragging things out, but I am into making sure my client is protected. Simply put, I've been doing contracts for over 25 years, so I know and understand them, and since I also know the music industry and how it operates, I can be quick, but still be thorough. And like an attorney, everything is kept strictly confidential. Now, this is Professor Pooch, and if you need any more information, or if you have any personalized questions or need my help, you can always reach me at pooch@professorpooch.com. Take care.